Organisers of the WOMAD Festival in Taranaki say the event next March, featuring a completely New Zealand-based lineup, will be just like any other year. They say home-based artists will go hard out to fill the event with the sounds, tastes and vibes from the four corners of the globe. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin was at the WOMAD 2022 launch in New Plymouth last night.
COVID-19 forced the plug to be pulled on this year's festival at the 11th hour. But now acts such as Latin Aotearoa are set to take centre stage at New Zealand's premier world music festival. The band's DJ producer is Brazilian Kiwi Bobby Brazuca. Calling in from lockdown in Auckland, he has no doubt New Zealand has the talent pool to pull off a WOMAD.
With the selection of musicians they picked so far, it's been such a good lineup, and I think we can't go wrong with Fred Freddy's drop and Holder's Nerves, Leo Mahal, and those people are incredible, you know? And they travel overseas, it's a massive festival, you know, all over the world.
Festival director Emery Wano announced 16 new acts at last night's launch. She says the decision to cancel WOMAD 2021 laid the foundations for what she promises will be a stunning WOMAD Aotearoa.
We'd already started that discovery last year, looking what talent we actually had in Aotearoa, because we were very clear that we could only do this if the depth of talent was available here with the borders being closed.
But if you're worried WOMAD risks becoming another homegrown festival, have no fear. Along with Kiwi staples such as Salmonella Dub and Fly My Pretties, Emery Wano says there are also hidden gems, such as New Zealand's very own Bulgarian vocal group, Acapulla Nations.
And now it's their time to actually showcase that work that they've done overseas, and they may not have had that opportunity if our borders were open, because we may have got a Bulgarian vocal group. Do you know what I mean?
Suzanne Porter is chief executive of WOMAD New Zealand's organisers, the Taranaki Arts Festival Trust. She's answering the curly COVID-19 questions. Ms Porter says WOMAD is following the government's lead.
I mean, as far as we know at this point, and we haven't got detail yet, is that you will be required to be double vaccinated to attend any large gathering, and that hasn't been defined what a large gathering is, but WOMAD will definitely be in that category.
She's taking negative feedback on the issue in her stride.
How I looked at it was by the happy and smiling faces and the sad, angry faces, and it was about 80-20, which reflects the population's stance at this point on vaccination, I would say.
The New Plymouth District Council is underwriting this year's festival to the tune of $2 million. And the Mayor, Neil Holden, says it's not a safe bet just yet.
And look, I'd have to say, with the current Delta outbreak and the uncertainty, I think, you know, we're probably 50-50 whether we may, you know, whether some of that may be called on.
He's hoping Wellington will soon offer some clarity around large-scale events.
I think that the government realises New Zealanders need to get out and party this summer, because it's been a long, you know, long cold winter and we're all pretty tired.
And you'll get no argument from Bobby Brazuca on that front.
We've been through a lot these last couple of years, you know, and then it'll be great to see everybody down there. And we'll have a great show. We've got great times. We're going to bring a great Latin experience for you with a bit of a New Zealand influence.
WOMAD New Zealand is scheduled to run at the TSB Bowl of Brooklands and Brooklands Park in New Plymouth between March the 18th and 22nd. More performer announcements are expected in the coming months.